Data for Action 2013 gathered information via a number known as a unique identifier that is assigned to students entering a school system, which enables data tracking. Students' identities remain anonymous. All K-12 public school students have had such a number since 2006. Unique identifiers help gauge student progress, assist policymakers, and help teachers better understand student needs. Amy Gadara is executive director of the Data Quality Campaign, which has been evaluating states' data use since 2005.
Teachers in 35 states now have access to data about the students in their classroom. This is an increase from 28 states in 2011. When you think about this, this is the whole goal when you, at the end of the day, about having this data at teachers' fingertips, that they can personalize it and they can make sure that every kid in their class is mastering content and is competent in reaching the standards set out for those students. One of the areas that, again, states are making progress in, but not as quickly as they are with providing information to teachers, is ensuring that parents have access to this information as well. We have only 14 states this year that can ensure that parents have access to this information. And we believe, though, that this will be an area that more and more states will be focusing on now that teachers have access to this as well.
The report places New York in a leadership role when it comes to using student data for making local and state education policy decisions. New York has taken 7 actions to ensure effective data use compared to 3 last year. Gadara understands there are student privacy issues, but urges parents not to opt out of the data tracking process.
You know, if you choose not to vaccinate your kid, you're not only hurting, you possibly are hurting your own kid, but in addition, you may be, by opting out of that, being at risk for the whole system and causing the whole system to spend more money, time, and energy on something. And I think that there are great analogies between those two situations.
Billy Easton with the Alliance for Quality Education shares his concerns.
The big issue around data collection is the grave concerns about student privacy. There is a company called InBloom, which is building a database and is collecting all kinds of private data on students, including their personal email addresses, their personal health information. And all that's going into the State Education Department database and then is marketed to other vendors. So there's a huge problem with the lack of privacy around this sort of data collection system.
Gadara believes the data can help teachers personalize learning and degrees. Privacy and security must be maintained. She stresses student data is protected and parents should be granted access.
What is in the state data system on your kid? How do you look at it and get a sense of it? And, you know, what are the policies for destruction? What's part of a permanent record? What's not? I know that many of the conversations in New York are also about that in terms of who makes decisions on this, where does this reside, who has access to this information, and what are the privacy and security provisions. We'll be putting out more and more information on that in the next couple months as well, but we've also got some great documents that could be useful to you on our website under the Safeguarding Data section.
There's a link to that section and to the report at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.